Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Alex. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mossimow today. Let's get to it with today's topic. You can you up, no can no BB. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. It is not that I do not like to walk around in the middle of the night with a cup of coffee in one hand and a glass of wine in the other. Things are stable, but I can't get up for a couple of hours at a time, even if I'm in a good mood, or even for an hour. Maybe it's my due date, but I have a history of breaking my water too early in pregnancy, and I have problems with that, too. You're less likely to rupture if you have a slow, controlled birth that allows your perineum to stretch to accommodate your baby. This can mean waiting and waiting for the urge to push for a while, or fending it off when the baby is crowned, for example. You can also have a baby who is breastfeeding, which means it can be difficult to tell if your babies are constipated. There is a possibility that they will have a hard time getting past large, hard stools that have accumulated in the intestine. If your child starts screaming, close the door to her bedroom and say, "I'm sorry, I have to close that door," or tell her that she might be reading or looking at a book in her room. If you are really tired or excited, pick up your baby and try next time he needs to sleep, and calm him down when you are ready. Do not try to disturb other people in your family or if the child simply cannot sleep. You can also close your door if you want, in any way, such as in the middle of the night or during the day. When you walk through the door, try to stay as calm as possible and behave as if someone other than your mother were carrying your baby, so that the mother can be free to greet the dog. If you are not comfortable leaving the baby alone, call to let him know that you are nearby. Make sure to talk to your dog when you talk to him and talk about the dog so that the interaction between you two is pleasant. If you are not yet able to speak to your doctor, you should ask your partner or close relative to do so. If you think that an illness may be the reason your baby is not settling down, talk to a GP or a child and family health nurse. If you find out the sex of the baby, make an appointment, and if there is no crying or just grimacing or whining, you can wait to see if the baby settles down. Safe haven baby boxes are also a safe haven for women in need who can be asked for support, advice and support in an emergency or other emergency. If you plan to adopt or give birth to a child via surrogacy, attend an LLL meeting as soon as your baby is born. They can help you develop an approach that is right for the baby and point you to professionals who can help you. If you are worried about whether you will have a new baby or dog in the first few days, you should register your dog at the veterinary clinic downtown St. Pete. Do you have dogs that want to come with you and your babies, or do you have a dog that wants to come with the babies? As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, alternative baby showers are a safe and supportive way to celebrate the lives of mothers and children. Not only will you have time to connect with your baby, your dog will also have fun when it gets some pent-up energy. And you will get the most out of your little one's walk if they want to run around freely. Everyone knows that children can be expensive, and paying less tax means less money for healthcare, education, health insurance, and other expenses. Still, Winkleman told Healthline that there are a few things you can do with tough and stressful times. It is possible to kill the little one all day long if you have an army of helpers who do the daily tasks. Carrying bags are one of the only devices that allow you to do your own things with your hands, free while the little ones relax. Give your arms a break and sit in a stroller when your child gets upset, when they can't see you, or when you have to navigate crowded spaces such as airports or stadiums. If the above suggestions do not work for you and your baby, ask your doctor for special laxatives to prevent chronic constipation. If you are pregnant and know you have herpes simplex or know you have recently been exposed to the virus, ask a doctor if you want a test. Even if the baby does not gain weight or show other unusual symptoms, you should seek the advice of the doctor. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Alex Lynch. Adios.